control backfires. It's not surprising, given the situation that government now finds itself in, trying to manage all sorts of liabilities, particularly between the baby boomer generation and the creditors, that there's more and more effort to invasively control. And this is in a number of realms. We've seen the recent revelations about the Snowden revelations about the NSA and sort of invasive technology describe efforts, I believe, by the what I call the Anglo-American financial machine to protect its market share. There, as the globalization has occurred, the market share of which flows through New York and London and the Anglo-American financial centers, our market share has been dropping, and a lot of this invasive technology is a way to kind of hold the line and win it back. It's what Glenn Greenwald calls the one-way mirror. So you're really watching the financial machinery use the one-way mirror, not just in the United States, but globally, to really give it the leg up in economic warfare. Now, as part of this effort to defend market share, I think you've seen a lot of squabbling back and forth between the BRIC nations and the full G20 and G7. And I think one of the things we're watching is the shift of capital back into the developed world as G7 asserts its primacy. We'll be talking in the equity overview later this month with Chuck Gibson about the extent to which the developed world markets have significantly outperformed the emerging markets this year, although the emerging markets turned up again in the third quarter a little bit. One of the big efforts in this effort to control is the effort by the Anglo-American Alliance to assert the central banking warfare model globally. So we've seen the countries that are not in that system being targeted and moved into that system. Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, now Syria. We know North Korea's held out. Iran's held out. So part of what you're watching is if we're going to move to a one-world government or a global currency, everybody has to get into the model. And so you're seeing a real push to get everyone in the model. But you're also seeing a competition to control resources. Article last week about China buying up 5% of the land in the Ukraine. So part of this is a dance between Russia, the United States, and the Anglo-American Alliance want to assert a global model. Of course, Russia and China are behooved not to let them get it, and you have a little bit of a dance between these powers in the Middle East and in Africa and around the globe. So it's part of what you're seeing in the headlines is this push to get everybody in the central banking warfare model and the push particularly by Putin leading the way with Russia, of everyone not wanting to get into the central banking warfare model. I think it's appreciated that once you have a very centralized cartel controlling everybody and everything, the game is really going to change in terms of governance, policies, and currency. So tremendous pushback globally against this effort to get everybody into the central banking warfare model. Then you have, with the NSA Snowden revelations, a pushback against the one-way mirror, the Brazilian president being the most notable for just being outraged that they're being listened to by the American intelligence agencies. I assure you, this is far from just the American intelligence agencies who are part of this. Part of what we're seeing, because the Snowden clearly has very high protection from a variety of places, is we're watching transparency used by different factions to compete against each other. And I think if you listen to the crowdfunding report that I did last month, you'll hear a lot about the extent to which we're watching financial flows move from traditional systems onto the internet in terms of both online systems that impact where money goes, purchases, currency, equity investment, and now payment mechanisms. And I think crowdfunding is really going to be part of moving a lot of the money into payment mechanisms that roll through either the internet or internet influence systems. And so part of what you're watching in these squabbles is a squabble of who's going to control those financial flows. If without the Snowden revelations, I think the Anglo-American Alliance may easily have been well on its way back to capturing a much greater market share. They've been losing, but they had a chance to go back up. As those revelations come out, what we're seeing is real increased awareness of the extent to which email systems, phone systems, all these different systems are not private, and real concern about that. It's, as Kiplinger said, it's inspiring the balkanization of the internet as different governments around the world turn to their private companies and say, look, we want cloud companies without depending on U.S. cloud companies. And what we're seeing in Congress is a willingness to roll back certain provisions of the Patriot Act now that the cloud company equity valuations and market share are threatened by the realization around the world that you don't necessarily want to be on the U.S. cloud and your cloud companies can't protect you from the NSA. So we're watching this spill over into the marketplace in some very interesting ways. And that debate is far from over. The sort of debate about internet freedom and control is going to be with us for some time and is going to be very, very important to the economy. Because if you have no privacy, then you're open to be harvested at all times, anytime. Another place where efforts at control have backfired is on gun control. The administration in the United States pushed very hard after the election. As I said, I think the pressure from the people who now control and are investing the $40 trillion, sort of the winner under the financial coup d'etat, very much want gun control because they want to be unimpeded by the backlash and anger and frustration over the next couple years, particularly as people realize what the loss of that $40 trillion has done to the promises they've been made in terms of Social Security, Medicare, and other benefits. So I think there was real concern and real pressure on the administration to get gun control. They failed some of the covert operations, which I believe were designed to encourage gun control, have backfired. Certainly we saw out of the Aurora, Colorado shooting many more people running out and buying guns. So if anything, the U.S. population is quite dug in on this, and we see the administration going to all sorts of regulatory and dirty tricks. So it's a cut by a thousand cuts by a thousand knives, if you will, to try and get gun control in many different ways through administrative and regulatory policy. I think that will absolutely fail. There are too many people who understand the importance of a well-armed population to protect themselves, in fact, from lots of sort of local crimes and problems. So I think the administration is absolutely going to lose on that one. But again, it's going to be a very good example of the kind of effort to of control failing. Same thing on carbon taxes. Just as efforts keep redoubling to push for carbon taxes, we now see the new prime minister, cancel their carbon tax commission. But again, this has gone to trench warfare, and that may be related to smart meters. I published a review of a wonderful smart meter documentary. It's up on the blog last week. And there's tremendous pressure to push smart meters. It's happening all across the Anglo-American world. And you see a lot of pressure in communities to push it back. One of my concerns is that the smart meters are going to be a control mechanism to help manage the disappointment with the inability to make good on the $100 trillion of liabilities. And so, you know, as things get cut and as the budget gets cut, if you don't behave, you're going to get your energy cut off. And this is particularly sort of frustrating at a time when we're seeing technology that could dramatically bring down the cost of energy to have that sort of control mechanism on your home. What's been interesting in all these different efforts to roll out more and more control, One of the pushbacks we're seeing coming from abroad is more and more effort to put on, to point out the hypocrisy of much of what the Americans are promoting globally in terms of justice and human rights. We have Putin doing a very good job of being the spoiler, pointing out all the problems with GMOs and prisons, and doing a very good job using the Russian press to, you know, to hit back at the Americans in their brand underbelly, if you will. So part of this is as we integrate globally, and the internet helps us see the game globally, a lot of the hypocrisies and lies are going to be sort of squeezed out of the system, but it's going to be a rough process. So control there are more and more efforts to control top down everywhere. And as they get pushed back, there's more and more, as they get pushed out everywhere, there's more and more pushback. And I expect to see that accelerate in the next quarter.